This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. It's a little bit of feast or famine for downtowns across this economy. Some are still struggling to recover from the pandemic. Remote work has turned once packed central business districts in Seattle and San Francisco into mere shelves of their former selves. Office occupancy rates and foot traffic there, still just a fraction of what they once were. Some other downtowns, though, are kind of booming. Foot traffic in downtown Salt Lake City this spring hit 139% of what it was in the before times. That's according to cell phone data tracked by the University of Toronto, should you be curious. Anyway, what's happening in Salt Lake City might have some lessons for the rest of the country, as Marketplace's Matt Levin explains.
On Monday mornings, there's usually a line out the door for the Queen Amans and ham and cheese croissants at Eva's Bakery in downtown Salt Lake City. McKay Sanchez has worked there for about 5 years.
We are like way busier now post-pandemic than the store has ever been. I mean, it is crazy now.
Sanchez says a lot of the customers are people in finance, lots of folks from Goldman Sachs.
A bunch of people transferring here because, you know, big cities like San Francisco and New York City are extremely expensive. Salt Lake City's not that bad.
A cheaper cost of living, beautiful scenery, and a booming economy helped the greater Salt Lake area grow by 51,000 people last year. Those new arrivals aren't commuting downtown to work. Office occupancy is still down by about 40%. Dee Brewer at the Salt Lake City Downtown Alliance says more people are coming downtown for fun.
Our nighttime and social economy is really growing. Sports, arts, entertainment is really driving regional visitation.
Salt Lake City is also luring more young people to live downtown. New condos and office-to-apartment conversions are forecast to double the downtown population in 2 years. Tracy Haddon-Lowe with the Brookings Institution says other cities should look to more housing as a tonic for empty downtown offices.
Live-work downtowns where you can just walk to your job. These places are seeing higher levels of office utilization as well.
McKay Sanchez says she just signed a new lease on a downtown apartment, just a 5-minute walk from the bakery. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.